We should probably move on. Kids, let's get you revved up for tonight's first adventure, which features a team.
All right.
And it takes place in a very public domain.
Clever girl.
Yeah. Okay. I always thought so. You know, like, let's just give it up for public domain adventure team. Yeah!
That's right, friends. Time for another superlative story from the far-off land of expired intellectual property rights. Let's join Jane Eyre, Beowulf, Mr. Toad, and the Ghost of Christmas Past as they set out on another whirlwind excursion.
Listen, Jane Eyre, what sort of misadventure have you gotten us into this time? Salty, humid air, sun blazing across our bare skin, creaky wooden floors covered in bird shit. Where the devil on God's green earth are we anyway?
For the umpteenth time, Mr. Toad, we are not on God's green earth. We are adrift on a ship in the middle of his vast and inky blue ocean. Now stop procrastinating so that we may get this message in a bottle written, for it is our only hope.
Yeah, very well. Any excuse to exercise my exquisite penmanship, I suppose?
I shall start again from the top. Ahem. Dear reader, if you have found this, our little note, please send help. We are the only survivors of an expedition in search of the fabled Fountain of Youth. Alas, our voyage, we found only a Fountain of Death.
Tad over dramatic there, Jane, dear.
Fountain of Death!
Thank you for your misplaced enthusiasm, Master Beowulf. And now then, a Fountain of Death, when our once massive fleet of ships was beset by pirates. The battle was long and fierce, its only survivors a small and ragtag crew. We find ourselves stranded aboard the only remaining ship, the HMS Bounty. Our party now consists of myself, Jane Eyre, Mr. Toad, Master Beowulf...
Of the Yeats, Slayer of Beasts, Defender of Mighty King Hrothgar, and this...
Shoo!
Is my fearsome sword, Ronting.
Let's just put Beowulf for now. We'll revisit drawing the sword in the margin later. Our party also includes Captains Ahab of Nantucket, Ulysses of Ithaca, and Hook of... parts unknown. Having found this missive...
Jane, aren't you forgetting somebody?
We can't very well count you amongst the survivors, Ghost of Christmas Past.
Oh, but why not?
Because you're a ghost. You haven't survived anything.
Yeah, but I want to be included.
Later, Christmas Past, later. Now then, where was I?
Tjol, you make a great many fine runes upon the scroll of salvation.
Yeah, thank you.
Having found this missive, send help post haste so that we might be saved from our regrettable circumstances. Gratefully yours, Jane Eyre. There, we're done. Mr. Toad, please read it back to me.
Ah, but of course, Jane dear. Most infants are generally regarded as being adorable upon their entry to this world, but I, who is possessed of a singularly remarkable beauty, even as a wee tadpole, a comeliness that would grow exponentially as the years went by.
What in heaven's name is that?
My memoirs, dear Jane. Our situation seemed rather dire, with all the death and everything, so I thought it best to start preserving my legendary exploits for posterity. Though I dare say I shall likely need quite a few more bottles. Would you be a peach and hand me another sheet of parchment? I filled this one rather quickly, it seems.
That was the last one, Toad!
Oh! Well, perhaps I can squeeze a little footnote about my kindergarten years here.
Oh, you insipid, self-absorbed little reptile!
How dare you?
I am a proud amphibian, you ignorant trickle-draggle.
All I asked you to do, Mr. Toad, all I asked you to do was take down my dictation and for once, just once. It would be nice if you could respect my authority over our humble little cadre.
Half a moment. Perhaps there's a clump of sea salt in my ear, but did I just hear you refer to your authority? As in, we are subservient to your demands?
Oh, this not good.
Subservient is perhaps too strong a word, Mr. Toad, but I still believe that as leader of our band, I should at least be shown.
Leader, you say? Nonsense! I'm clearly the one in charge.
On what possible grounds?
Well, I'm a rich landowner, and you lot are all common peasants. 'Tis the natural order of things.
Oh, really? Do you think because I am poor, obscure, plain, and little, I am incapable and unsuited for leadership? You think wrong. Have you noticed that I am always the one issuing directions?
Well, I'm simply a master delegator who's recognized your strengths. Good job, by the way. Keep it up, you might earn yourself a hot toddy once you're back on land.
Oh, all the ridiculous... Master Beowulf, a word if you please.
Which word would you like, Lady Jane? I have many.
Whom do you see as the right and true commander of our adventurous troop? Myself or Mr. Toad?
I do not understand.
Oh, come now, it's a simple question, old friend. Which of us is the clearly superior general? The dashing and learned aristocrat, or the dour and bossy member of the female persuasion?
Bossy, is it?
I find this question to be without sense, George of Jodhall, for I am stand triumphant and leader of this warrior band.
I'm sorry, Master Beowulf, you've been to say that all this time, all of our adventures, you've seen yourself as our appointed overseer.
Are you guys fighting?
Who else is more worthy, Tjord of Tjord, y'all? I have strategic mind, my senses are keen and sharp, and I am biggest and strongest of all.
Why is everybody fighting?
First of all, your strategic mind mostly seems to want to kill things in the most direct manner possible, and by tearing off the maximum amount of arms available. Secondly, we are sworn to protect the weak and aid the oppressed.
Yeah, historically, we've only been really marginally good at that.
Oh, hush! And finally, though your physical prowess is an undeniable asset, the size of one's muscles does not automatically qualify one for directing such delicate matters as we have thus far handled.
Jane, but Jane, I listen to you, Jane.
Oh, Christmas Jane, past, kindly shut up.
I'm sorry, Jane. I guess I'll leave you all alone.
Yeah, well, excellent job, fearless leader. You've managed to break the heart of the only one of us who doesn't have one.
That's it. That's just it. I've had it. To hell with the lot of you. I'm going to go find someone competent on this ship. Someone that isn't a self-absorbed windbag or a murderous oaf.
Do not turn your back on leader, Lady Jen. This is mutiny.
I dare say this is a mutiny. Here on the Bounty, the ship we are on, it's a mutiny. Right on this ship. And as your benevolent leader, I both condemn and refute it. Do you hear me, Jane? I am refuting you!
Piss off, wart with feet!
Oh, such insolence.
Well, Beowulf, old chap. I suppose it's up to us to band together in the face of adversity. I shall, of course, forgive your momentary confusion of our rankings, provided you offer me a tearful apology.
You are funny, Tjord.
I'm being perfectly serious, you stuffed albatross.
Ah, you funny little Tjord. Now, I must take my leave of you and seek out stronger company below the decks, that I may yet lead us on dangers untold on the open sea.
Well, fine then. Run away from your betters. This is a mutiny, Master Beowulf. A mutiny on the Bounty. I will say it again, a mutiny on the Bounty. Sonic moron. Very well. I can find my own captain as well.
Hello? Hello? Did everyone?
Christmas past.
Jane!
It's good to see that at least one of my former compatriots has the sense to know which of us knows best.
Yeah, Jane! I heard a scary sound.
I'm sorry, ghost, but while I appreciate and commend your loyalty, my current priority must be the salvation of all aboard this vessel. For that, I will require able-bodied assistance. And while I do not hold it against you, alas, you have no body.
Yeah, but Jane, I think something...
Hush, dear.
Okay.
Captain Ahab?
Who be knocking on my door? The woman.
Jane Eyre, if you please. I do have a name. May I come in?
I'd rather you didn't.
Thank you. What a splendid cabin! So severely, obsessively organized. Your crew has truly shown you the respect you deserve, I see.
Aye, they were a loyal bunch. I love them like my own children before they were lost to cannon fire. Literally yesterday, so thanks for the reminder,
Jane! Jane, could you please just come?
May I ask you a question, Captain?
Would it matter at all if I said no?
If you had to choose a new captain, and your choices were a tiny, pompous idiot, an illiterate barbarian, or someone level-headed and practical who also happened to be a woman, whom would you choose?
It's a harder choice than you think. I mean, I suppose they all have pros and cons and must be carefully weighed.
A woman, exactly! A leader needs a clear purpose and a sharp logical mind to keep their eyes on the goal at hand, not looking for any stupid excuse to engage in rampant dismemberment or tales of embarrassing antics.
Ah, I think I'd be hearing you now, lass. I had a goal once, the noblest, purest objective known to man, and by God, my crew knew not to question it.
Yes! That is exactly what I'm talking about.
Come hell or high water, I told them we'd hunt the pale demon to the ends of the earth and slit its massive throat before it could send another wayward ship to Davy Jones' locker.
Precisely. We have a high, dare I say, divine calling to protect the weak and help the oppressed, and only an individual with that as their focus is worth listening to.
Aye, the alabaster monstrosity, what took me leg. From the moment its yellow teeth sheared off my leg at the knee, I knew that no price was too high.
Hear, hear.
No crew too expendable to get my revenge on the white whale.
Hey, Jane, could you please come and listen to the noise outside?
Ghost, please, I'm trying to have an adult conversation.
And if we ran out of harpoons, we'd fire the cannons. And if we ran out of cannonballs, we'd give the men knives, shove them in the cannons, and fire them.
I suppose I understand giving oneself for the cause, but that sounded tad...
Yeah, there it was again! Did you hear it that time?
Ghost! For the last time, would you please leave us alone? Go bother Toad or Beowulf.
Okay.
Someday, you alabaster from hell's cold heart, I stabbeth thee.
You know Shakespeare.
I've
always found his portrayal of powerful men worth some rigorous analysis. Hamlet, for example.
Okay, well, I guess I'm gonna go try Beowulf next. Maybe he'll believe me. Beowulf. Beowulf!
Yeah.
Just
is just.
Yeah.
Have you come to recognize your warrior king?
There's something really disturbing going on, Beowulf. And
you speak truth, just is just. It is called mutiny. And I have confided in my new friend, Captain Ulysses of Ithaca.
Now, Beowulf, you stalwart behemoth! Give us another wrestle, won't you? Best 2 out of 3!
Great, Captain Ulysses! Ready to lose another round? Look here! Justice goes, I have found one almost as mighty as I. He too knows the sting of betrayal.
Tis true! Curse that rebellious crew of mine! Yeah! Why, I recall the day my men turned on me. There we were, sailing home for Ithaca, when I did see on yonder rocks the most glorious beauties mine eyes had ever slain themselves upon. One point for Ulysses.
That's nice. Beowulf, I've been hearing these real creepy sounds.
Say
singing!
Yeah, well, kind of like singing.
Singing such as a human ear hath never perceived.
Oh, you heard it too!
Yes, high and beautiful, like the twinkling of a thousand harps, strung with dew-stained eyelashes.
Nope. No, this is, it was more like a ew, 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 ew.
Aye, it was the siren's call, breathtaking, stimulating, calling forth for new and able lovers from upon their glistening rocks.
Oh, I believe I see where this is going.
Verily, new best friend Beowulf, the gods had chosen me alone to be nestled amongst the sirens. Beautiful assets. But nay, 'twas not to be, for my traitorous men showed their true colors when, having used gobs of beeswax to deny their own ears the beauty, rose up and cruelly tied me to the mast while we sailed by. Helpless, I strained as love called out to every fiber of my being. But no matter how I screamed or fought, the dogs I once called friends refused to unbind me.
I have felt your pain, proud Ulysses of Ithaca.
Full mast, I tell you, full mast!
My men, the Tjord and the woman, they tie me with ropes unseen. Ropes of manners, ropes of touch, not that, Beowulf, and put those men down. Bah! True heroes, they pay no heed to such things. They march proud and strong, ready to slay the monsters and bathe in their entrails.
My ropes were more literal, but hear, hear! I raise my glass to these truths, Beowulf of the Geats!
Beowulf, do you hear that? Is anybody hearing this?
Oh, I will join you in your revels, Ulysses of Ithaca. Mayhaps together we shall carve a new legend across the land.
Aye, a legend so mighty that even the gods themselves shall quake at our approach.
To legends.
To revels.
To slaying monsters.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so much for that. Maybe I'll have better luck with Mr. Toad. Probably not. Toad!
I said, this is what I said. Now listen, you filthy weasels, which wasn't an epithet, by the way, for they were in all actuality weasels. Lay down your arms and cease this prattle before I am forced to take action most grievous against you. And wouldn't you know it, but they followed my directions to the letter. Now that, I say, are the results you get from someone who knows how to lead, by Jove.
By Jove, indeed, Master Toad. May I freshen your pipe?
Yeah, the fellow is offering.
Toad!
Ah, what the...
Hi.
Oh, it's you, ghost. Right, yeah. We travel with a ghost, of course. Come to throw your hat in with the proper head of our ragamuffin band. Please, have a seat. Or float over it, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of smoke here. Did you guys find another ghost?
Didn't realize you breathed. No. We're just enjoying.
I still have lungs. I'm just dead.
Well, you understand my confusion, of course.
I passed right through the whole cloud.
Anyway, we're just enjoying some tobacco, the finest quality, with my new friend here. Have you met the captain?
James T. Hook. At your service.
Oh, were you born with that hook for a hand?
Of course, I was not born with it, insolent spirit.
But your name is Hook.
A remarkable coincidence.
That's real weird.
Come now, ghost, it's quite impolite to stare, you know.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was staring at your gross hook.
You see what I have to deal with, Captain? No manners, no culture, no breathing.
Oh, well, you must suffer so. Why, it sounds as though your companion suffered from bad form, Mr. Toad.
Yeah, subordinates, Hook, old fellow, subordinates. Bad form, you say? You paint a stunningly accurate portrait indeed, old chap. I dare say muscles for brains and the Wicked Witch are the very height of bad form.
But just now, they threatened me with mutiny.
Oh, joke not to me of mutiny. I've had my fill of it. Bunch of lily-livered yellow bellies masquerading as proper bloodthirsty pirates. Oh, sure, they talk a fine game when we're out at sea, but as soon as you're surrounded by a gaggle of unwashed children with swords, that's when the mutiny comes out.
Now, this is a mutiny!
It's a mutiny!
A mutiny! Ugh, terrible, whoever said that. A proper bellow, perhaps. But the pronunciation is all wrong. More of a, back of the throat.
Mutiny! It's Toad! It's Toad! Stop! You should probably come outside and look at whatever this is.
You see what I mean, Hook? Nothing but impertinence. This is a mutiny, girls!
Okay. Well, speak, friend Toad. Good form, I should say.
Good form, Captain. I truly?
The best kind of good form, Toad, sir. The kind that one is not even aware of. I told my noble chap, good form is positively cascading from you.
Did you hear that, Ghost? I am absolutely dripping with good form.
That's nice, Kim. You come outside now, Toad.
Now, why the devil would I do that, hmm? I'm settled in with good company, a magnificent pipe, and a, well, passable cognac. But, you know, if Jane and Beowulf want to apologize, they can bloody well come find me.
Okay.
What the devil was that?
Damnable waves have spilt my drink right
Never
on the floor.
Have I filled a ship rock with such terrible vigor. Come, Master Toad, we must investigate.
That's a capital idea, James. And thus, as the most highly qualified officer aboard this vessel, I delegate this most noble and important of tasks to you, good sir.
Are you mad? We might be caught in a tidal wave for all we know. We need all hands on deck.
All hands on deck!
All hands on deck!
Oh, fine. If everyone's doing it, I'll come along. Oh.
My gods! What is this maelstrom? Neptune, be this your doing!
Perhaps it be the white whale, finally returned to settle the score?
Oh, why couldn't it have just been a bunch of flying boys?
What?
No time to explain. We must secure the rigging.
Secure the rigging!
Secure the rigging!
Beowulf, Mr. Toad, Ghost of Christmas Past, thank God you're all right. Do any of you know what's happening?
We are caught in a great storm, Lapid Jam.
We are all going to die!
I tried to tell you guys something was happening.
What's that? Rising from the waters.
It looks to be larger than a mountain.
Be that you, you massive white dick?
What in the ever-loving tits is that?
So many yarms. It is all that I ever wanted. Ecstasy, bliss. Where do I begin?
God save us, Master Beowulf. Those aren't arms, they are tentacles. And I fear this indescribable monstrosity can be none other than... I do believe I'm saying it right. Cluathu?
I have heard the legends of this Hornlula.
Well, what is this Kululu chap want with us?
Hachlukachlu.
Kulaluthulu?
No, it is Katalu.
When you've quite finished, just seeing this creature is said to bring instant madness, and I am believing that based on you.
I must admit, I'm questioning the concept of reality itself right now. Everyone, keep your wits about you, lest we do something rash.
Nature and old soul of man, how far beyond all utterance are our linked analogies?
The sea, the snot green sea, the scrotum tightening sea.
Hide me, Smee, hide me. Ha!
Splish, splish, splish. You know, like go crazy and jump into the ocean.
Master Beowulf, monsters are generally your speciality.
Towering monster, I shall slay you in single combat. For now you face the untamed Beowulf of the Yates, faithful servant of mighty King Hrothgar, Sunderer of Trolls, Slayer of Dragons.
Do get on with it already!
But I must say all my many impressive titles first, so that the first line will be all the more star-stunning when the poets compose the saga of this battle.
He could be at that all night. Mr. Toad, any bright ideas?
I have one.
We're all doomed, we're all doomed! Doomed, I say! And I never got to fly an aeroplane!
Surely this is the end for all of us! What hope have we against a supernatural force such as this? Goodbye, Mr. Toad, Master Beowulf. I am sorry for how I've treated you both. It has been an honor. And you are my home.
Today we shall dine in the great mead hall in the stars, Latigin.
I am a toad, aren't I? Yes, I am a toad. I am a toad.
Oh, brace yourselves. Here it comes.
Not so fast. Mr. Octopus.
Ghost of Christmas Past.
Yes, nobody messes with my friend.
Solstice Ghost has flown into the great Kaluhahulu's Muir.
Why, Ghost? Why?
Ribbit? Ribbit.
Wait. What just happened?
Oh, the storm, it dissipates.
Ribbit?
Ghost of Christmas Past, you're alive! Well, not alive, strictly speaking, but you're all right!
What did you do, brave Solstice Ghost?
Oh, I made the octopus remember how nobody ever listens to or believes in the supernatural, and that everybody up here was real petty and boring, and then he just went back to sleep.
What a fabulous idea, Ghost.
Yeah, and I came up with it all by myself. No thanks to any of you jerks!
I say.
Ribbit?
If you ever pull this crap again, I'm gonna go find the Ghost of Christmas Future. I'm gonna show you all how sad and empty your lives are gonna be. So now, maybe we can work together again. Instead of fighting over who's in charge!
Yes, I do see your point, Ghost.
Do you? Do you see my point, Jane? Or would you like to relive all of your memories from the orphanage?
We see point. We see point. I am very, very sorry, Lady Jane. You are so very smart and very clever. Our band would be lost without your keen mind. From one mighty warrior to another, I thank you deeply.
I appreciate your acknowledgement, Master Beowulf. We are a team, after all, and we each bring different strengths to our warrior band, as you call us.
My stars, what happened?
With the possible exception of Mr. Toad.
Badger! Badger, old man, is that you?
Yes.
No, you're not.
New title.
Row us back to the riverbank, won't you, Badger, old friend?
Yeah, do it, Badger!
Mole! Dear see-through friend Mole! So kind and gentle.
Yeah, that's me!
Oh, dear. I think Mr. Toad has quite forgotten who he is. I don't suppose you'd be willing to help him remember?
I'll do it when I'm good and ready! Beowulf! Get Rowan! Jane, take care of Mr. Toad!
I suppose. There, Toad. There.
Ratty! Oh, little beady-eyed, big-toothed wisps of a mustache Ratty. You're here too. I had the most wonderful dream.
All right, Beowulf! Full speed ahead! Let's head
teeny tiny buildings on it.
And that, dear listeners, suddenly concludes tonight's tale of Public Domain Adventure Team. What further tales of derring do await our protagonists? Only the legal department knows for sure. Adventure home!